Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I've been really encouraged by this morning, listening to everybody talk. It seems like everything that you guys have been talking about today just totally lines up.
It's neat how God does that, right?
Yeah.
It's just
that's why the church says amen when they get together. It's not the end of a song, right?
Right, exactly. I've been reading in 1 John, mm-hmm. and it says in 1 John chapter 2, it says, "We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands."
What?
If we obey his commands. We come to know God if we obey his commands.
Oh, and so it's easy to actually find out whether we know him or not, right?
Right.
Wow. Well,
that just really, there's more to it, but right there, which is, pause on that was that just really jumped out at me. It's like, okay, so how do we know God through his commands? Well, his commands tell of who he is,
right?
Or who he isn't. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They tell of his being, who he is, it's his makeup.
Mm-hmm.
God commands us things like, do not steal, mm-hmm. do not murder. And Jesus says, if someone strikes you on the cheek, turn to him the other.
Mm.
He tells us to love our enemies.
Right.
That's how you grew up, right?
Yeah. That's who me? I'm learning.
Somebody strikes you in the cheek, remove their cheek.
Right.
That's BC before Christ.
Yeah. But then it tells us in Psalms to write God's commands on our heart, on the tablets of our heart. So we're supposed to take his commands because that's who he is, and that's how we learn of who he is and how we're supposed to be.
And he's like, when we do that, we don't mm-hmm. sin against him. When we hide his word in our heart, right on our heart.
Right.
And that's how we know, I guess, we don't want to sin.
Right. Exactly. And, Jesus lived a life of humility. He didn't say or do anything that he didn't first hear from his Father. He was totally dependent on God, and this is how we're supposed to live our life. We are to walk as Jesus did in total surrender.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the scripture goes on to say in 1 John, it says, the man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar.
Mm.
Are you serious?
And the truth is not in him.
Is that wild?
That is wild.
That just really kind of goes in right in line with what the vision that Steve Hill
mm-hmm.
was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All the false
right.
things that are taking place. Because right. it's real easy to find out if somebody knows God because you can tell it by their life, right?
Right.
Yeah, their fruit.
Their fruit.
By their fruit, you will know them. And that alone puts the fear of God into you.
Oh, yeah.
You walk around and you say, how many times have we had these conversations with people? They're like, oh, yeah, I know God.
I go to church.
Yeah, I go to church. Right. Oh. And, but they don't know him.
Right.
They don't know him at all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. His word is not, his commands are not on their hearts.
Right.
Because you look at their fruit, like Pat was just saying, you look at their fruit, it's not there. You don't see it.
Yeah. Huge difference knowing of Jesus and knowing him. Knowing about him and knowing him are two different things.
Right.
Exactly. I always think the very presence of false religion should put the fear of God in everyone. If somebody who desires to worship that bad, that they end up worshiping something else,
right.
yeah,
and they religiously do it, should put a fear of God in those who say that they want to follow Christ and they want to be Christians and believers. That you can't. It's not a frivolous thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a commitment.
Right.
Salvation is free, but it costs you everything.
Everything. Wow, it's awesome.
Uh-huh.
And so the scripture goes on to say, it says, but if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him.
So obedience is not singing a song or fixing yourself up. I'm obedient. Mm-hmm. Loving God is not singing a song
right.
or fixing yourself up or preaching a sermon or teaching somebody. It's obedience.
Right.
With parents, that kind of work. We understand that, right?
Yeah.
My children obeyed me. I feel this ooshy gooshy feeling inside of me.
Any amazing parent, how that happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
He listened.
Yeah, right. And, it, and if we're be, us being
evil. He put the gun down.
You put the, yeah. Oh, wow.
Whoa,
childhood okay. flashback there. The but the that that is, and us being evil respond that we imagine God's perfect heart mm-hmm. when we obey him. I mean, think about his perfect heart, and he has a perfect response. And our imperfect response is pretty cool. But God's perfect response when we love yeah. him and obey him. If we love God,
we'll obey him.
We'll obey him.
Mm-hmm. That's why obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, it's like the religion focuses on people doing stuff
right.
for God. And God's like, just do what I tell you to do. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
But put down the robe or whatever it is, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it says, this is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did.
Wow.
And that's exactly what we've been talking about all morning. You know, so what you this is just the last
right.
word we were talking
oh, yeah.
about. You know, it's following in his footsteps. It's imitating Christ. Even mm-hmm. Paul says boldly, you know, imitate me and how
right.
I walk. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to imitate Christ.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
this is what yeah. I just heard recently says, you know, if you got the measles, but you preach the mumps for hours. Mm. When you finish preaching, everybody's going to have the measles because you reproduce what you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that if you're walking that walk, you're really walking with God, and it's just evident. Mm. I mean, uh-huh. two people who don't even know each other in the natural sense who are walking with God, when you see them encounter each other, it's just this beautiful family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't speak the same language, it's just like they're just like oohing and awing over each other because they are ones that walk with God. And it seems peculiar today in our culture because our culture has so left God.
Mm, right.
So to walk normally before God in obedience to God and his commands and not to desire to sin, and which we all sin and fall short, but it's not something we want, something that we're seeking God to be empowered by his spirit not to. And but it's so the culture is so shifted that walking like that seems really peculiar.
Right.
In the midst of the resorts, as Steve said in his word, right?
Right, right, exactly.
It's like, I just talked about Jesus, not here. This is a resort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk about today is the play. We're doing the play today. We're doing the play today. It's like, but I'm dying.
Right.
Yeah, they look at you like you're crazy, like you've done lost your mind.
Right.
It's like
you pray?
Right.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, no, and it's like
there's something wrong with you.
Right. Yeah, and the God loves you, God's got a plan for your life, and understanding that it's good to you know, test yourself to see if you're in the faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what Chris is saying, that's a perfect way to test yourself. That do I walk in obedience to God? Do I even know what he expects of me? Have I even looked in his word? Have I got around somebody who knows him and walks with him that wants to disciple me and the Lord yeah. and teach me his ways? And do I desire it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're testing yourself. That's what he says, right? Mm-hmm. Test yourself,
test
to see
yourself.
If you're in the faith.
Right.
And so this other heresy that's been taught is saying that you don't have to test yourself for nothing, that you can just, if you said a prayer at some time in your life, despite you just murdered somebody or you just, you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
you never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you just said a prayer and you never became his disciple. I mean, only God would know
mm-hmm.
in the context of where that person's heart is at. But the truth is, you'll know yourself. You'll know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look to men to assure your salvation, saying, am I saved?
That's a clue.
And a bigger clue is if he told you yes.
Exactly.
If a broken man who needs Jesus told you yes, and you have to understand, it's your spirit that bears witness with God's spirit that you are born again, that you'll know. You just know. And it's different. You're not perfect. You're especially in your beginning journeys, you're making mistakes, and but you got to be discipled. If not, you know, just like the seed and the soils that Jesus told us about, there was four seeds and four soils. The first seed is a seed that fell on a path, and the birds came and took it right away. And there's seed that fell on rocky places, and the sun came up and burned it away. And there was seed that fell on within thorns and weeds and all, mm-hmm. and it was choked out. And then there was seed that fell on good soil, and it produced 30, 60, 90 times what was sown. Well, what he's talking about here, that soil is men's hearts. Mm-hmm. And the seed is God's word. And so these first three, or the first two, the second and the third one, the first one, they hear the word of God, but Satan steals it from them. So they didn't ever believe. Mm-hmm. But the second one, as Jesus talks about it, they're believers. They actually hear the word with great joy and they receive it, but they didn't get discipled. They did not have any roots. They didn't get their roots down in God. And when hot times and the persecution comes because of the word, they have no roots to be able to survive that, and they fall away, which means they did say yes, but then the persecution and all drove them away from their decision. And the second one is one that fell on the thorns and thistles and all that situation. And that's the cares and deceitfulness of riches, this life. And I got these
worries,
you know, worries and cares and all that. And then that person receives the message and believes, but then they turn and justify no longer believing and walking in God based on they needed more money, their job, the worries, and things are going wrong in their life. And that happens. And the last one is the one out of all four of those is the one that actually is a believer and still is a believer, because they produce fruit and keep them with their repentance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
30 and 60 and 90 times. And the process of, as soon as you become a believer, you need to be discipled. You need to find out about this Jesus that you've given your life to. It's important, because Satan comes in immediately to steal that. You know, you're going to go through difficult times. Storms are going to come. Hot times are going to come to you. And if you don't have any roots to be able to hold you there, if you hadn't built your house on the rock, you're not a doer of the word of God, the storm's going to wash you away. And then the cares of this life and the wrong priority with money. I mean, America's got a wrong priority with money, and in the American church, a lot of the church believes that you can serve money and God.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, Jesus said you can't.
Right.
You know, you're going to be divided. You're going to lift one up over the other. And right. It's just not going to work. You got to pick up your mind. Make up your mind. Is God God or is money God?
Yeah.
And there's so many, you don't come right out and say it, but every decision they're talking about, they're really talking about their job. They're talking about money. And it's like, well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're talking about God, because he said, you don't have to worry about these things. I'll take care of them. And we should be diligent. We should have integrity in what we're doing. But understand that you can't put money over God and expect, you know, not to be choked out by that whole concept, because when difficult times come and the worries and the deceitfulness, cares of this life and deceitfulness of riches choke that out,
yeah.
That truth, that encounter with God, because they believed it as well.
Yeah, and God's answer to that is seek ye first his kingdom, seek first his kingdom, his righteousness. All these other things will be added to you, but you can't seek his kingdom and your kingdom at the same time. It's God's kingdom only, and God knows what you need.
Yeah, you just got to trust him. You got to trust the one that you've given your life. That's a real good word, Chris. And that's just how you can test yourself if you're in the faith, by, do I even want to know what God has to say? Or do I want to read my Bible, which means I want to read what he has to say? And do I want to apply that to my life? Do I want to walk that way? Which would be different probably than the way that we're walking.
Mm-hmm.
That's called repentance.
Right.
When I think of John the Baptist, he told me, he says, listen, produce fruit in keeping with your repentance, because the axe is already laid at the root. Jesus said, by their fruit you will know them. Understand, it's very, very important. It's an eternal decision for you. You want to know that you know God. And you can know that because your spirit will bear witness with God's spirit that you are a son or a daughter of God. If you have not yet made a decision to make Jesus the Lord of your life, you can do it right this moment. You can stop what you're doing and you can say, I've been religious. I've been asking other people about God, but God, I want to know you. I want to make you my Lord and my Savior. I want to be your disciple. I want to be one that gets roots down and fruit up. I want to be fruitful for you. I want to be able to live for you. I want to be able to by your grace and by your spirit, just be yours. If that's you today, just say, that's me, God. God, I'm yours. I'm yours. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me where I've sinned and I've fallen short, Lord God. Forgive me. Make me yours. God, receive me into your family, Father. Receive me. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Bring me in to the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus, I'm yours. If that's you, We have some things to help you out at meetmyfather.org. Go to meetmyfather.org. It kind of shares a couple of our experiences and also a pathway to be able to work your way to a place of really understanding to get roots down and fruit up.
Mm-hmm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.